Hello again, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Welcome to episode number 2 of...
Oh, my God!
My name is Thomas, and joined next to me, as always, is my good brother and my real brother, Gerda Rowan.
Hello, everyone. It is episode 2 of Oh, my God. We are back, and we are about to get extreme.
And talking about extreme, guys, we got some extremely positive feedback coming from the debut episode of Oh My God number 1 that came out in March only a month ago, and now it's time to kick in to episode number 2. If you don't know what this actual show is, it's simply me and Alan choosing one hardcore, brutal, or extreme match from the pro wrestling database, and we're doing a simple watch along to those actual matches.
Yes, we are.
So last month we actually did the IWA Japan tournament, or not tournament death, but death match between Terry Funk and Cactus Jack, and Alan chose the Kurt Angle versus Shane McMahon street fight from WWF King of the Ring 2001. Any feedback out from our last episode that you
think? Fun episode. That was a fun one. Going back and watching the Cactus Jack Terry Funk death match. I've never seen it before. Mm. Holy shit, was it brutal?
Yeah, lots of highlights, but never entirety. We've seen the whole thing.
Yeah, we've seen it in like promos, movies, but seeing it, the whole match. How long did it go for? Like 15 minutes?
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Of hell. Of hell. Pure hell.
Yeah.
For those checking it at home.
And then the match following straight after was a WWF match, which had Shane McMahon and Kurt Angle in a street fight in 2001 at the King of the Ring, which was just... Well, as I look at it, it was a fight, but people were just like, oh, but it's wrestling, you know, it's all stage and all and fake, blah blah blah. No, you could tell by the end of this match, these guys were in pain.
Mm.
They were in legit pain.
Well, Kurt with his tailbone.
There were
a couple of concussion spots with Shane with the glass spots, and
you
know, if you actually haven't listened to episode 1, please go back and listen to that, sync it up, get a watch along, get on YouTube, watch the two matches along with us. We've got sound point checks so you know what we're up to. But now it's time to do episode number 2. Now, in regards to this podcast, you can download all previous episodes on Apple iTunes, on Podbean and Spotify, and check us out on Instagram and on Twitter at The Brocast, THEBROKAST. And now it's time for my choice. I'm kicking off the very first match tonight, and this time we're traveling to a world of ultra violent wrestling. We are talking about the ZZW, and we are talking about Tournament of Death number 1 from August of 2002, and we are going to be watching the final, which was Sick Nick Mondo taking on Wife Beater.
Oh, what a name.
And Alan actually knows none of these guys. Nope. He's never watched any of these events, so this is the first time he's actually watching this match itself.
Yep.
This was the 200 light bulb match, also with barbed wire. And this is one of the most brutal matches I've ever seen. And I actually watched this only a few days ago and sent Alan a photo of one of the spots in the match. And absolutely brutal is all I'll say.
I must tell, we're doing this one bit late at night. I've been out with my fam. So I've gone out and I've had a big meal. So I've got I've got a belly full of food. I've had a few drinks. So on this one, how long does this match go for?
This goes for about 7.5 to 8 minutes.
All right. So here we go, guys. I'll try not to get to,
no vommies.
I don't want to vom. Okay. No vommies. All right. So let's just see how it goes.
So into this matchup, both Nick and Wife Beater had to win quarterfinal matches and semis. Every match was different. So there was barbed wire involved in these matches. There was lots of light bulbs, lots of tacks involved. And this was brutal. So this all took place in one night as well.
Right.
Now, we're actually watching this event, and this is a chance for you guys to not only watch this event with us, but get a good deal out of it. We're talking about the Power Slam Wrestling Network. We've been a member of these guys for some time now, and all of the ZZW library, every single event that they've done from 1999 all the way up to their 2019 first show of the year, all of this stuff is actually on the Power Slam Wrestling Network. If you're wanting to watch this match, if you download the actual app, use the free code BROCASTFREE, you get the entire app free for 1 month. After you've done that, go all the way through the library to August of 2002, choose the Tournament of Death, go to the 2-hour, 4-minute and 15-second mark, and about to hit play. Okay, so again, it's the Power Slam Wrestling Network, your free code is BROCASTFREE, and enjoy a free month on the Brocast and Power Slam Wrestling Network. So here we go. We're hitting play right now at the 2-hour, 4-minute, and 15-second mark. Here are the introductions for both Nick and Wife Beater.
Wife Beater.
There he comes.
There he goes. Now, sick.
If you have a look, Nick is holding something in a
bucket. What's in the bucket?
Okay, now he's remember. He's showing the crowd something.
Were they putting things in or were they taking things out?
Look, yeah. So the ring, look at the ring already. So there's already been tons of matches. So
he's already glass, busted.
There's tacks. Now, inside that bucket is an item that'll definitely hurt you if you're already bleeding.
Oh, that's salt.
That's salt, Al.
He's got a bucket of salt.
He's got a bucket of salt. And he's telling everyone to touch it, you know. Yeah, have a feel. To show it's real. I'm showing you guys this is real salt, right? Have a look.
Don't salt the wounds, man. Yep. Don't salt the wounds.
So this guy, so Nick Mondo, he's got a really good doco. He had some really hardcore wars, Al. This guy was like a cruiserweight, but fucking risked everything. Yeah. He did some really high spots in the times in ZZW. He's no longer wrestling now, but I recommend his doco that I think's also on the Power Slam Wrestling Network.
Hey, are they light tubes?
Light tubes, yeah. They're the proper ones too. Yep. Right. There's over 200 around the ring for this match, for the main event. Now look, salting the ring, Al.
Oh, no.
He is salting the ring.
No, but you're not a sumo.
Yep.
You're not Yokozuna. What are you doing?
So both Wife Beater and him wrestle topless, so there's going to be exposed cuts from earlier in the night. So now the ring's been salted. So if you're going to roll around and salt...
Why?
Well, this is wrestling.
Is it?
That's why, Al.
Well, is it combat?
Here he comes with his weed whacker, Al. Wife Beater with the weed whacker.
Why? Is he living the gimmick of being a Wife Beater?
I don't know.
Okay.
Watch him jump into the ring here.
How can you get in the ring?
Yeah. Just climb straight through it.
That one broke.
Yep. Look at this. Look at the ring.
With a weed whacker.
Yep. And look at the referee. Holy shit. Look at it. Just easy. Just put it down. Now, just
combat.
Combat Zone Wrestling.
Combat Zone Wrestling. So, your name. Has there been any WWE superstars?
Yeah, so people like CM Punk, Cesaro was also there, but they didn't do this stuff.
Oh, okay.
So what was really interesting is that, you know, you had ECW doing their hardcore extreme.
Yeah.
Those guys were doing ultra-violent. So they were doing the things that ECW wouldn't do. So the idea of light bulbs and salt and things like that. But what they did well is they had really good wrestling.
Oh, okay.
So the knot would be broken up. So you would have these hardcore death matches, but then really good wrestling matches. So people like CM Punk, when he was there, never did this stuff.
Oh, good.
But one...
Oh, my God. Why? Wife
Beater goes for a tackle, goes face first into the light bulbs. And look, he's getting stabbed with them. Look.
Yeah, and you're saying this is legit.
Yeah. These are real... This is proper weapons. Yeah. This is real shit. Yeah. Grab some more. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. You want to hold it? Yep. Yeah. And
he kicked him in the head!
Yep, with the light bulb on the head. He has an idea. Look out. Watch this. Remember the salt there too.
Oh no! Why?
Yep.
Why, Tom?
Take a couple of more here. Here we go.
Oh my God. Time for another beer.
What's he doing? Watch this. He's taken three. Look, barbed wire rope too. Watch this here. Up. Air time.
Oh, with a leg drop.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So Counterzone is still going today. They're still doing this stuff. They still do this stuff now. Yeah.
What year is this, sorry?
This was 2002.
Wow. So
this was August 2002. Well, so this was the same time that HBK returned to take on Triple H. And Brock Lesnar was champion
in the WWE. Sorry, guys. My choice is we're going in our way back machine for this. Oh, my God.
Yep.
It's
the salt, though.
Look at this back. Yeah, look at the back. Christ. Yeah. So what was the name of this event again?
Tournament of Death. So Zandig, who was one of the wrestlers, made this tournament. Let's take eight of the most hardcore guys from this company and let's do a one-night tournament.
Right.
So when the event starts off,
that's a whole collection that he's got in his hand there.
Yep. I love the old vintage camera style. What's he doing?
He's got a... What?
Got a big boot. Okay.
Oh. What is he doing? What's he doing, Tom?
He's got the salt. Oh, runs and boots into his chest. Watch. Grabs the salt bucket. He's got it in the ring there.
He's laying them on the mat, Tom. Tom?
Yep, yep.
He's in the mat.
Yep, yep. Watch.
What's he going? This is power bomb. Power bomb. Why do that?
So
crazy.
Oh
my God, man. Time for another beer.
Oh my God. Count it. No, kicks out.
He got a shoulder up.
Look at I think when Nick gets up, look at his back already. Look. Look at the back. Look. The little individual shards of glass. Look, watch.
No, there's no need.
Salt time. Look out. Watch. Here we go.
No! Why would you?
Look at it. And it raises the blood up. Makes the blood rush out.
Oh, yeah.
Look, on the head. And the face.
So hang on, is Wife Beater a good guy or a bad guy?
I have no fucking idea. Okay. I don't know.
It's like, oh! Look at his back!
Yeah.
So it's just light tubes?
Yeah, just light tubes, barbed wire, and then you got the salt.
Oh, and the salt's my God, look at the back.
The salt absorbs the liquid, so it's bringing the blood out of the skin.
Yeah, that's why you never assault a wound, because salt in the wound hurts.
Look at the back. Look, all the individual cuts here. The individual cuts out. This is wrestling. Dude, he's going to vom, guys. He's going to vom. Cannonball. Drop kick into the face.
I'm so glad I ate before I came here.
It's crazy. Look at Nick. I'm all right.
Because this would definitely
look at the back. Look at that back. There's a 10 in a pile. So I think there's about 20 around the ring in packs of 10. So,
what's here he doing? We go. Suplex. Suplex.
And look at...
this is because there's glass in him. There is glass in him.
Hold this for me for a sec. And steps on it. Slowly steps on it.
Picks up the git.
Slowly steps on it.
Okay. All right, careful. One.
He's back.
Two.
He's got a huge chunk.
Look, there's blood on the mat. That's it. No.
Yeah, that's his back. Yeah.
No.
This is wrestling. So he's a WL. And this, who does this appeal to? What audience, L?
Sickos.
Yeah.
Sickos who get off and look at the blood.
They've got one each now. Yeah. This is a little bit of a mistake. You watch this hit. It just looks very brutal from both of them. It's like, yeah, lightsaber.
I was going to say, this is a Jedi mode.
Watch here.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the face.
He's got something in his eye, his shoulders. Oh.
Yeah, it's not long now. It's not long now.
Gut wrench.
Wife beater with a front over suplex. Now he's just pulling
them. I never thought in my entire life that I would be doing a podcast and watching this match and then a wrestler being called wife beater.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Far out, Brussels.
Look at him just pulling him on. He's got at least 20 on him now. He's taking them all out of the corner.
Still chair.
Watch.
He's not going to do it.
Batter up.
No. Oh, my God.
Batter up.
He hit him with a chair.
Swing batter. And look at the camera zooming in on all the cuts on the arm. And yes. The previous event had a guy's full flesh get exposed before this event. It got on his arm.
All right.
Cut open. Yeah. This company has done some wild shit.
Why?
Tournament of Death, Cage of Death, all those things. Just
any
crazy.
Particular reason why?
Tangled Web.
None of these kids... Were none of these guys hugged by their parents?
You know who's also wrestled here and had some hardcore wars? Dean Ambrose.
Ah.
Yeah, when he was John Moxley, which was his real name, was over here. He was in the Tangled Web, which was their barbed wire board
match. Remember you telling me about the Tangled Web?
He was about his early 20s then.
Whole body, Tom.
Yeah.
Wife beater. That's
German suplex. That's a window. That's a glass window. Yeah.
Why?
Question.
Yep. Why?
Ultraviolet, mate.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, man. Sorry, I'm off mic, but I'm just enthralled by
it. Batter up. Jesus.
Fuck you. Take that, mate.
And that's the thing about those bulbs. The dust inside is actually toxic.
Yeah.
Inside the bulb.
I would hate... Why is there a referee? So referee just said, no, I'm going out for that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming down now.
The fumes that you're breathing in.
Now, this is... It's going to take a step up now. Here we go. Enjoy this moment, Al.
What's he doing?
He's wrapping him up on the barbed wire rope. All right, batter up here. Now watch.
He forearmed.
What did he bring out to the ringer?
Oh, the weed whacker.
Yep, here we go.
What's he going to do? He's going to cut him open.
Yep, here we go. So, you know, the little plastic whippers, not a sharp one, but the plastic whipper.
Here we go.
Got it started. Everyone's chanting no.
No.
Holds it up. No, they're cheering for it. Watch. No. Watch the spray. He weed whacking him to the fucking stomach, Elf. Now count it. 1, 2, 3. Wife beater is your Tournament of Death 1 champion. And look at him straight away grabbing his stomach. Holy shit, I'm hurt. Look, lifts his hand up.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys. Seriously.
And the salt. Remember the salt
too. Yeah.
So. And I'll show you a photo off mic when we're finished of what his stomach looked like after. He had, like, layered lines of cut of the plastic that cut him, the spinner. Like, from his nipple down to his belly button. So now you'll see Lifebeater get presented with the championship, which was the inaugural title for this tournament. Don't you get sick, Al. Don't. Oh. Don't you get sick.
Right.
Yeah, but no, Sick Mondo did some really awesome stunts too, some like crazy off the cage flips and everything like that. And yeah, I think they end up having another couple of matches, but this was the one that, when I was looking on Reddit, like what was the one match that people would recommend, everyone's saying this one. The very first Tournament of Death final. And look at this show of respect though. You'll like this. You know, these guys have killed each other for the last, 10 and a half minutes. There's his championship. So every year this would happen, every August, and it still goes today. They just did Tournament of Death 20. There's the torso that's leaking. Look at the blood. Picks him up. Look at the stare down here. Look at his whole entire body is bleeding of Sick.
Oh, man.
There we go. Good work. Hand out.
Oh, yeah. Shaking hands, right? Bow to each other.
Spits out. And blowing the nose out.
Bit of a Bushman hanky style thing going on there. Fantastic.
You're right. Yep. Thanks, man. Look at that. Yeah. We nearly died. There you go. This is wrestling. All right, guys. There you go. That was our Wife Beater versus Sick Nick Mondo from the Tournament of Death 1 from August of 2002. I'll ask Alan for his comments at the end of the show. But now it's time to kick in to our second promo that we also featured last month. We want to give them another shout-out again, so check these guys out.
Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Adam.
And we encourage you to come listen to a very special program.
A podcast, unlike anything you've heard before. Right, Brian?
What? No, dude. Everyone has a podcast.
Everyone has a podcast.
What's our show about?
We talk about comedy,
sports,
science,
topical news,
meat hunting,
music,
podcasting,
Matthew McConaughey,
vision,
health and fitness,
horse cocks,
technical difficulties,
buffaloes,
popular culture,
maybe a little too much about the Asians.
Aw, your army's so cute and tiny. Edits. Check us out on Twitter at EHAP Podcast. Listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher, or through our website, www.ehappodcast.com. Contact us directly through ehappodcast@gmail.com. Like and subscribe on YouTube under EHAP Podcast. We're also on Facebook and Grindr.
Really? We're on Facebook?
I think so.
All right, guys. We are back. And it's now time to travel back into our DeLoreans, all the way back to 1989. And do you want to talk about this match?
Yeah. I'm back. Tom and I had to stop recording. And like a good 45 minutes, I had to go out and get some air. Because, oh my God. Yeah, we're going back in our way back machines here, guys. I'm sorry, but we're not doing something from 2002, which is going to be an extreme... like death match or anything like that. We're going back to Clash of Champions 9 in 1989, and we're going to have Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, take on Terry Funk in an I Quit match.
Yeah, I actually watched this one the other day when I was downloading. I thought I'll just check it out. I'm like, wow, what a war. For its time, though, like to look back in the 80s, late 80s, this type of stuff happening between two of the very best at what they were doing at their time. You know, Ric Flair, multi-time world champion. Terry Funk, again, was one of those guys where he knew his time was coming to an end towards the end of his 90s career. But this time here was some of his best work in a top feud against a top guy here. And this, again, yeah, Alan's saying the ninth Clash of Champions. We've also covered another Clash of Champions, which was the one that featured Flair, which was Clash of Champions 27.
Yes.
When it was Flair and Sting.
Flair and
so
Sting.
So are we ready for it?
Let's go.
Let's do it. This is, again, if you do have this one, it is on the WWE Network. We also watch this on YouTube, but if you have the network, you can check it out there. But this whole match is on YouTube. It goes through about 25 minutes, 1 second, if you're looking for the total duration of the video. But this is, again, WCW Clash of Champions 9 from 1989. Ric Flair, Terry Funk, and here we go.
Here we go. Here he comes.
The golden hair.
The Nature Boy. He's got the four ladies. He's got the ladies, he's walking down. The great thing about during this time too, there was so many excellent promos done by Ric Flair.
Yep.
Referring to how he was going, how he and Terry Funk. And they were basically saying this, this was during the New York Knockout also too. Yep.
And he was the world champion, was he?
And this match here is not for the world title.
Ah, okay.
So pretty much, the idea was, Flair said, woo! If he was going to, he was going to give up if he didn't win this match. He would go away. He would retire from wrestling, hang up the belt, hang up the boots, and not return.
What, if he didn't beat Terry?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, that's what he said in his promos and during his speaking. So, out he comes. 1989, guys.
I'm going to go do pee. I just wanted to tell Alan.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Thanks for sharing.
He didn't hear me.
So. You didn't even have to. You just signed it to me. Off you go. He's ruining a perfectly good night because he had to go pee. All right. Well, Terry Funk's already in the ring. We've got a couple of guys with the sign saying, I quit. It's all on TBS when WCW was finally getting good. And said, here we go. Oh, we got Funk on the mic. Here we go, telling him I just wanted to tell to make sure that Ric Flair knows he sucks eggs. As soon as he beats him, he's going to win the title. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, look, yes, we did have Terry Funk in our previous last show of Oh My God. This is going to be a wrestling contest, guys, mainly because I do love this match also, too. It is an I Quit match. Jeez, look at Flair. That golden hair. The mane. Terry Funk. The homeless. He was. Oh, missed it with the chop. Oh, the chops. Over the top rope, onto the floor. He is fired up. Oh, there's a kid with a Batman t-shirt. Funkster is fired up.
Batman.
He is fired up. And so he takes a swing.
Is he a heel or a face here?
Funk is a heel.
I was going to say he's swinging at the audience. So yes, he is.
And there's Flair with the baby blue.
Oh, wow, look at that hair.
Yeah, look at the golden mane.
Golden mane.
Mm-hmm. Ric Flair!
He's looking fit. Look at Terry. Gee, he's jacked up.
Again, this is, what were we saying?
That was 6 years after this. Yes, war against Mick.
Against Cactus.
And then, what, 2 years after that, he was in ECW when he won the world title. 97, barely legal.
Now, I did some research on this one too, guys. Yep. These two legitimately were fighting each other in this match. Mm. Funker did go up to Flair and said, look at that, see?
Mm.
Funk goes for a camera guy.
What the hell?
Yeah.
So it's like he's on, what would you say? He's a.
Look at Terry Funk, he was on, he was
crazed.
Hinged. He was off hinge right here now. He is gone batshit crazy. Anybody that's around, he's going for. And he's fired up too because Flair, look at the old wooden stairs too.
The young kids.
Yeah, the kids.
So what, you would have been 4 at this time?
I was 4 at this time.
Oh, you were 5 and I would have been, 3 when the Swan Dog blows.
Yep. Taking it slow to get in.
Because that's the most fittest I've ever seen Terry Funk. Because of all the old times I've seen was, you know, the ECW times and, you know, his WWE and his last kind of stint when he was in WCW. But, wow. Even Flair too looking jacked up.
Yeah, big time.
There's that gif I shared the other day on Ric Flair's birthday.
No, watch this. Look at the jabs. How huge
he was. Ric Flair's like that, just a massive dude when he was with Shivani, interviewing him.
Bang!
Wow, good work. Oh, straight for the leg.
Straight for the leg, take that. And look, he's choking him.
It's a clash of styles, though, too. Like, you know, you think of Flair's very much good at grappling, and Terry's very good at the stand-up. Like, he'll want to jab you and box you.
A very young JR is on commentary here with Terry Gordy as well.
Oh, wow.
So we got some classic. This is old school, guys. I know there's no wee-whacking in this one. I apologise. Sorry, I like wrestling, you know.
Weed-whacker. So
he is stomping on his head.
Is that the announce table's right there?
Yep.
Right at the ring.
Yep.
The young kids, too, watching it all. Was this the main event?
This was the main event of the evening of Clash of Champions.
Wow.
But, yeah, there was a lot of behind the... There was a shoot interview that you could probably find on YouTube as well, guys, of these two together. And they were
talking together.
They talk about this match together, and it's really cool because it is a couple of buds sitting together and talking about what we're going to do in this match.
Mm. The high spots and stuff like that, spots.
Well, pretty much let's just go out and beat the shit out of each other.
Oh, wow.
Legit chops, these were. You know,
one of the best of the chop game.
Yeah, You know, we've seen Daniel Bryan on most SmackDowns and on most pay-per-views last year and this year. His chest always looked like mincemeat.
Just welted.
Watch Funk's chest in this one.
What's his name? Walter, over there in the UK, ripping people up with smacking. Crazy.
The man.
But he made a print, a handprint.
Mm. The man.
Because he doesn't do the backhand, he does front hand. So he's hitting you with his whole fist.
The man has a typewriter. Typewriter hand.
Wow. So again, so this was a non-title I quit.
No, it was just basically, who's the better man?
But non-title though. Non-title? Yeah. This guy.
Yeah, Ric Flair. Old school.
I have a picture.
Again, this is back in the day where, again, simple time back here.
Before mortgages.
Yeah, before mobile phones. We did have mobile phones. The first person.
The cell phone.
Terry Funk's on the mic here. Do you quit? Wham! Oh. Right in the face.
Wow. Oh, slaps him on the neck.
Yep. Now, this is another match that we've also covered, an I Quit match that Tom and I have done in the archives we've done. Of the Rock.
Yep.
And Mankind.
Yeah, Royal Rumble 1999.
Yep. He wasn't expecting that either. He's like, oh man.
New York has a flair for funk.
That's right. Yep, that was a
toy there.
It was a simple time, guys. It was nice.
Those blue trackies.
Oh, man. Look at the old school and high top.
Ponytail. High Nike top shoes.
Nikes. Here we go.
Very cool.
Is that what you want to do? Yep. Wham. Is this what you want me to do? This is what you want me to do to your boy.
Look at that. Just.
So this was also in New York. So this was in...
Here we go.
He's got the mic again.
Do you quit?
What do you say? No. What do you say? No!
So was this also covered by What Happens When?
Yeah.
I think they covered this
a couple of months ago did this, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good one because I remember hearing about... I've known this match for a while and when they finally did it, I was like, oh, yes, please. I mean, during the night, there were some okay matches... Yeah. But
leading to this one.
All leading to this was fantastic. A atomic drop onto the old Funkster's nether region. This is the back end of the day where there was no wireless microphones.
Oh, yeah.
So everything was plugged into a cord.
Yep.
Off the road.
Speaker system.
Yep. There was a net breaker.
This fella in the suit keeps walking around. He's talking to the announcers. He was talking to Terry. It's like, I don't know if he's from the commission. Is. Like he's commission or something.
No, he's in Terry Funk's corner.
Okay. Because I keep watching him walking around, coming around the side there.
Yeah, he's in Terry Funk's corner. That slapping him.
Stuck there. His chest. Look at this.
Slap. By the throat. Look at that. By the throat. This is definitely showing a different side of Flair, this was. Where he was legitimately like...
And he never won the title. Never won the WCW world title. Look at the... Oh, shit!
Yeah, this is full-on brutal now, man. They're going to get violent on each other's asses. Security had to really beef up on this match here.
Well, the crowd, too. This is back when the crowd would try and grab you as well.
Well...
Pull his hair.
Yeah, they're just
Take his pants.
Take his pants. Oh, the great... flicks him back up. Chop in the chest.
Security got
That poor security. That big fella there in the suit.
Nearly falling over trying to help out.
JR and Terry Gregory are like, please just let us go.
Everyone just stand.
Everyone stand back. Please stand back.
No, it's moving.
Yeah, it's like the guy in one of the old ECW shows. Thanks to Terry Funk, who were like, please stop throwing chairs. Stop throwing. Oh, another 9-inch chop. Ric Flair getting physical. Ah, yes.
What time it was, eh?
Tom, do you know who the referee is?
Who's that?
Do you know who the referee is?
No, who?
It's Tommy Young.
Is it?
It's Tommy Young.
Oh, wow. Yep.
I was about to ask you, but I forgot to...
Yes, you got your Tommy Young shirt.
Tommy Young. Yep. What do you say? Really, Flair gets around the neck.
What's he got this? That's a little stick mic, is it?
No, look at the cord. There's a cord. This is way before we have wireless microphones.
He's still trying...
Tommy Young is just like, what do you stop? Stay in the ring. Stay in the ring, y'all. Just
stay away from...
One of the greatest stories about Tommy Young that he was gay, but he was non-practicing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't preach it.
He doesn't preach it. But he probably preached.
Hey.
Down on his knees. Hoping for the best. How do I do this? And then the barbarian, wanted to be jacked off by him.
Going up.
Another neck breaker. onto Flair. You laugh at that.
Just, I can just imagine Barbarian.
Tommy Young, just come over.
Points him out.
Yeah, you'll come over here and you'll jack me off. Like, excuse me? Yeah, sure, no problem. We have the wireless mic now, Tommy Young. Thank you.
That's a good camera shot there.
Yeah.
Mic in hand too, trying to catch
it. What do you say? What do you say?
Ask him. Ask him, ref.
He's got him. He's got him in the dreaded headlock.
With his knees.
With my thighs. Let's go.
Look at Tommy Young down there.
What do you say, Flair?
Ask him. He's right under,
too. What do you say?
You never see refs get right down like that. On all fours. Wait.
Not in the ring. Somewhere else, yeah.
Tommy Young. You just tapping the mic to make sure it's working.
Hello? Does this thing work? come here, Flair. Any closer we'd be able to see the baby. Baby's up there. There it is. Just looking right at you. You see this? I am with a pod robber.
Function normally?
Look, that's Flair. He's got a few... that's you almost.
No, I'm just putting the box away so I can see.
Fine, okay.
Hey, Jerry.
Nice little, I am a real Texan. Use leg drop like Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Alan, dropping some beats here, guys. Look out.
All right, calm down.
That's enough. That's the best I can do.
That's the best I can do. I've had a few beers.
I'm just saying, it's Alan, looking at the crowd, there's people with white pants. I don't think I could rock white pants.
You can't.
I can do like a khaki yellow. If you wear them, you'd be
like, I like to pull my pants.
No, I can do like khaki, but I can't do white because I spill stuff all the time.
Of course you do. Yeah, because you're...
And the leaking and stuff like that.
You're a shitbag.
No, it's a leaking.
Your leakage. Have a leaky asshole.
Alan!
That's your new shirt.
Oh, shit. Here it goes.
Ah, shit. Here we go.
Move.
He's got... Oh, Tom. He's going for...
Outside of your pole driver. Don't do it.
And outside of your pole driving.
Outside of your pole driving.
What the hell's wrong with you? Lots.
Yeah, really blue trunk. Oh, no, wait. Don't
baby
do
blue,
it.
Baby
don't.
Blue.
Holy Lord.
On the concrete. On the concrete.
Let's quick flare. Just get out of it.
Flare. Look at that guy.
We've already seen some...
So many mustaches
some
here, too.
Backers,
well, it's all right to have a mustache back then. Now.
What?
Stay away from schools. Come to school.
I'll just show you this photo really quickly.
This really works for a podcast, Tom. Yeah, definitely. I want to show you a photo.
You see it?
Of a
what do you see?
During a podcast. You won't share this Oh,
there you go. That's Nick after the weed whacker.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah.
That's pretty messy.
Yeah, a little bit of a line there under belly.
This is disgusting.
You know, this is wrestling.
Yeah.
That's scarred for life, though.
Yeah, for life.
For life. Shout out to our PWO brothers here in the States. Hashtag PWO.
Nah.
Alan.
Nah.
Who's left?
Do any of you do podcasts? You lazy shitbags?
In regards to wrestling, though, it's us and Smarksport.
Yeah.
Our American twins.
Our American twins.
We got Bad Bud Sour. If you guys dig murder mystery stuff, check them out. What's the other one called? Cards Against Humanity? Is that the game? They talk about that.
I watched their cast and it's fucking funny.
Yeah, WNA haven't done stuff in a while, and War is Bora's doing a new season, I think, the next season of Boy Meets World, so.
Yeah. Ah.
Shout out.
Yeah, sure. Shout out for you, brothers. Shout out. Look at the nans over there.
This is how fit Terry looks. I can't believe it.
What?
He's like a young Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
Like Jake the Snake used to be ripped as well, like Terry was.
Oh. Terry's still having a lot of problems with that. Tommy Young. This thing ain't working. Hello?
So where's...
thing working?
So it must be somewhere.
Let me sing a song for you.
So long.
It's a table. Yeah. I am the table.
What the... You put the leg down, Terry.
No, he's got something planned.
What's he
doing? He's got something.
Oh. Look at Tommy. Get in.
Get in, Tom.
You gotta get in there, Terry.
Get in there. God damn it.
That table's right there. It's like MMA events when it's right next to the cage. Oh.
Yeah, but that's not a gauntlet. That's a ring. That's proper.
No, but I'm saying like wrestling now they sit
MMA
right up on
garbage
the...
that you're into.
MMA garbage.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's real, mate.
And?
Still shit, man.
It's still shit. Little fuckers.
I love UFC,
A lot of fuckers just slipping around with each other going, I'll fight you.
Oh, shut up.
And they're like, whoa,
Flair.
Rip Flair go, woo on a bitch.
Flair with some serious airtime.
Yeah. Booyaka, through the table.
Oh, shit, his head hit the chair.
Yep, that's great.
His head hit the chair.
Oh,
look.
You're fucked up.
Oh, look out.
Yeah, don't you.
Flair.
He's trying to protect him, actually, Flair. Communication with Gary.
Oh, shit, it's getting real. Hey. He's actually punching him then.
Nice.
No, but he's punching Flair, though. Throw media.
My neck.
It's my gimmick.
My back.
It's my gimmick.
And my crack.
Oh, no. But he touched me, though. But he put his
hand... touched me. I'm just trying to protect the Funko over there. Shut up, Tommy. God damn it. Watch this. Watch it. Right on the...
Kids. Oh, they're young kids. Move out of the way, guys.
Right in the meat and tackle.
Is he going to get some blood soon? Is there some blood in this one? I'm surprised Flair's not busted yet.
No, well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's a pretty boy, Flair, so...
Pretty Flair, boy, Flair.
Yeah, Flair only...
Yeah, I was waiting for him to blade, but he hasn't happened yet.
Not yet. Well, I don't think he gets any blood in this match, actually. Because when he was heel, he used to
get... It's a brutal match, though.
He used to get some colour.
Mm. Get him! Red hair, just red. Blonde hair just goes red.
Fire me! Just punching himself in the head.
Yep.
I'm already fired!
Hold up the mic there, look.
I hate you!
Why's he holding the mic up?
Crowd! One!
Whoa.
My head!
Kids cops a knee and rolls right out of the ring.
You alright, Gary?
I'm alright.
Yeah,
fucking Flair, grab me.
I'm trying to protect
these fans standing up there, tie-dye shirts on, singlets.
Good times. 89, man. 89.
Here we go. Good times.
Alright, another inverted atomic drop.
I've always noticed something about Flair that Flair always had. He never had his knee pads covering his knees.
That's right.
They would always end up on his shin bone.
Yeah, they come there. Now!
Don't do it.
Watch it. Using.
Contort the knee and the inner thigh.
My leg! Flair, you egg-sucking dog. Why are you doing this to me? I'm not going to give up. Do I have a drink of water there?
Skull.
It's vodka.
Skull. Security over, look at him.
Hey,
why is he?
He's just Terry. Do you want to say you want to quit? I need to ask here, Terry. Tommy.
Oh, he sells it well though.
The best, one of the best referees. He's
grimacing when it happens.
Oh, yeah, he acted too. He was so good. So, very similar to Charles Robertson.
Old time boxing referee look though, with the old blue shirt, bow tie, old school.
Would you like the microphone? Okay, I'll go over here.
Because when was JR there? He went over to... Was it WWE for WrestleMania? Was it WrestleMania 9? It was the Coliseum-style scarb.
Had a toga.
Yeah, the Greek...
toga.
Yeah.
I believe he had a toga. Flair just out for blood.
Jesus, Flair. New York's best right there. You're not going.
I just need to go sit down for a minute.
There's a long way for the camera to
function normally.
Here we go, leg. Jesus.
Look at that. Right back to the ring.
Carried strength of Flair, sheesh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, baby. Get him, Flair. Get him.
Wow. Come on. Whoa, Alan?
Yeah, it's me. It's me right down the bottom. Those guys were on some hard drugs. Wrestling! Wrestling is a drug to me! Here we go.
This is right
now! Down. Suplex. Hold it, Flair. Hold it. Hold it. Wham!
Airtime. Look at that. Very nice.
Fucking way whacker in this match. Pure wrestling here, baby.
Yeah. See, already both guys were bleeding in the first couple of minutes of that match.
Yeah, there's no freaking salt in this one either. For God's sake, Tom.
Salt.
That's just stupid shit.
Hey, bro, you know for our main event, yeah. Let's go pretty far.
Hey, man.
What do you want to do? Hey, you want to put salt in it? What do you mean?
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look. In the face. Right in the eyeball. He punched him in the eyeball.
There's a match coming up on Fight that's meant to be Lego. Lego death match.
Yeah, that's... I've seen some... Guys.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's got a bit of asthma. look at that. Jesus. And he's looking after him there too, which was fantastic. Him. He could have... Funko with a gun. You just hit me.
God, he's ripping up that left leg. I will make you tap. I'll make you scream.
I'm going to rip it off and hit you in there with it and plug it back in. Make you tap.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah. Haymakers, drop. Haymakers, drop. Kick. Into the knee.
Here we go.
Now! Yeah, that lion's mane is gone.
There he is.
JR, the commentary.
Listen to JR.
JR's amazing in this
selling
match.
Selling it so well.
Now, there it is. Turn up. Do you have to hear what he's saying? Turn up. No! He's oh, God, no! Watch. I don't quit. Get away.
Kiss. What are you going to kiss
him? I don't want to kiss. Tommy, no.
Look at Flair's face.
What'd you say? Oh, my leg. Oh my god, my leg, my leg. That's where he's screaming. And watch, watch, watch. Here we go. Yes, yes, I quit. Yes, I quit. And there we go.
He did it. He tapped out.
Yeah.
He throws the jacket down.
God damn it.
Funk, you funk. Come on.
What the hell's wrong with you? What'd you turn out for? Ah, that's so much money over you. No.
That was a good scrub.
Oh, no, no, keep... Well,
no, no, I'm just checking
the time. Don't touch it, all right? Well, actually, this thing goes over a little too long, which has got... I quit. I quit. Here's Tommy.
You...
Rick Flair, you're the better man. God, God, you're a better man than me.
He's telling him not to do it, though.
He's like, don't do it. He's a... You remember Funk? You're a
heel. With a long cord on the mic.
Yeah, there's no violence. Don't touch me, all right? Mm. I'll slap you in your bald head. You egg-sucking dog. Shake my hand. All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to the party and have a beer. Pick up some ladies.
How old would Flair would have been here, you reckon?
Mid-30s. I so, oh, see Jesus. That? Yeah.
What did he turn this year? 70. So he's 70. 50 here. Mm. 50. Looking like that. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. He's going warm, bitches. Hell. Look, who's that? Who's that, Tom?
Shinsuke.
No, it's a great. Oh, it looks like. Oh, God,
It looks like his costume.
Shinsuke. It's Shinsuke out. It's a great Muta.
It looks like his costume. It looks like his costume. Hey, guys, if you're watching along, we are at, you will see that he is wearing the Shinsuke it's the look.
Muta.
I know, but it looks like.
Hey, look, Shinsuke. Oh, okay. I remember him. Oh, look.
It's Sting.
It's the Ultimate Warrior.
Hey, cool.
Oh, yeah, they all look the same, don't they?
Oh, shut up, shut up.
Jesus, Tom. It's Sting and Splash.
Ghosting. Well, the nice suit pants on.
Actually, during the this time, if you listen to the commentary too.
Yep.
Look at this. Look at this, Tom.
Look at that. Very cool.
JR was on the commentary saying, the Japanese are attacking. The Japanese are attacking.
God. Who's on the side there? What the hell?
Who do you think it is?
What the? Is that Luger?
Yeah.
Well, I was a fan holding the...
That's my chair. Watch out for Luger. Yeah. Watch.
Got a young Luger too.
Yep.
Oi.
You son of a bitch. Come here. Yeah, oh. This is all out. Oh.
Carnage.
Yeah. Okay. I got a chair. Yeah, she just gave with the chair, Tom claims.
Just like the pants. It looked like...
Whoa! 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 Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Shut up.
Whoa!
It's going to spike too much.
Oh, I'm lucky I'm not too... I'm pretty far away from the microphone then.
You'll stuff it up.
Whoa!
Stop it.
Look at this. Great Muta with green tongue.
You're just choking him out.
Terry Funk.
Was the main event of the show, eh? Was it?
Another 5 minutes.
5 minutes of beating.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I was going to say. Stop now.
All right, guys. Pack your lunch
and go outside. Sorry?
So there we go, guys. Episode 2 of Oh My God. We went back and we watched Sick Nick Mondo take on Wife Beater in the ZZW Tournament of Death from 2002 in August.
Sick.
And we went back to 1989 and we watched Clash of Champions 9 with Terry Funk and Ric Flair. I quit. Your views on both matches, El?
The Weed Whacker was terrifying. Yeah, guys. This has been a long night. Very long night. I've got a belly full of burgers and some beer. I think it's time for a nap.
All right.
But I was happy to go back and watch Classic. NWA, WCW stuff right here. And the great Muta. Shinsuke Nakamura's
I'm just saying, it looked like he's tight. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, it's too late now. It's already in here.
I can't take it out. So. Yep. All right, guys, in regards to this podcast, you can download all previous episodes on Spotify. Spotify. No, all the whole show.
The broadcast.
Broadcast, you know, oh my God. On Podbean, Spotify, Apple, iTunes. You can also check us out on Twitter and on Instagram at The Brocast Podcast. That's THEBROKAST. And as I say each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. See you guys later.
Oh my God!